The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From Rogers Place in Edmonton, the San Jose Sharks expect tense action on the ice as there's a lot at stake between the Sharks and the Oilers tonight in the Pacific Division. San Jose currently stands in 10th place in the Western Conference with 70 points, just 1 point behind the last wildcard holder, the Seattle Kraken, and only 5 points behind the Edmonton Oilers, who sit in 3rd place in the Pacific Division. Edmonton, for their parts, only 1 point behind Vegas and 2 points behind first place Anaheim. So you can understand the implications of everything that's about to happen. The Sharks are excited about that. Macklin Celebrini wants to forget about the game in Ottawa, and he says that being in the race and being in this situation in Edmonton is something to really look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, this is fun. This is our first time through it, and I think a lot of us are excited to be in this spot and kind of go through it for the first time, and I think we're just, I mean, obviously grateful, but want to keep pushing here.
From the Oilers' point of view, head coach Chris Knobloch understands the urgency of this game.
Absolutely. It's a four-point game. I believe if we can win tonight, we're up 7. If they win, then we're at 3. That's quite a difference in the standings. And, you know, if we're up 7 with, you know, only handful, you know, whether it's 13 or 16 games for them, you know, that's a nice cushion for us. And I think it's important that, you know, this is a team for us to make playoffs. We have to keep them behind us. So yes, tonight is an important game.
But the other big news surrounding this game and others in the NHL is the decision-making process at the NHL Department of Player Safety. George Parros, who runs that department for the NHL, actually met with the media today after some comments on supplemental discipline by the Oilers' Connor McDavid, the leading scorer in the NHL.
Yeah, you know, I think the player safety has done their best. It's not an easy thing to do. You know, with that being said, I think that there is reason to take a look at how the whole process works. You know, if every time there's a suspension, everybody complains about it. Well, why don't we take a look at the process and figure out if there's a better way to make sure that both parties are happy? Because you know, it seems like there's a lot of frustration there.
McDavid added in comments yesterday that he thinks that there might be a change that needs to be made in the process by which the Department of Player Safety arrives at decisions.
I'm not an owner. I'm not a GM. I'm a player, and I can say that from the player perspective, I think every time there is a suspension, most times there's a suspension, there is a lot of frustration from the player side. So why don't we take a look at the process and figure out a way that works for everybody?
Parros, meeting with the media today, talked about McDavid's comments and applied them to the job that his department does.
We have a process in place that we feel confident in. We've been doing it for a long time. You know, we sweat over these decisions and pour over these decisions every night, all season long. We have a process in place that's consistent, and we have a team that works for me and together with me that evaluates all these plays. A very experienced team, a veteran team, guys that have been here since the beginning of the department, not to mention all the former players that have a large set of experiences of playing the NHL games, accolades. Some of the best guys that have played the game work for this department, help make these decisions. So our process, I feel very confident in. We've got great guys who make these decisions, and I think the players should be confident in this team to do so.
Of course, the big spotlight recently surrounds the 5-game suspension of Anaheim captain Radko Gudas, who ended Maple Leaf superstar Austin Matthews' season with a knee-on-knee hit. Parros was asked if he had second thoughts about the way that his team arrived at that decision.
No, I feel confident in this decision. We came to it, you know, for good reason. you know, when we evaluate these plays, we look at the play, not the players. All right. And then we look at, if we determine that play was worthy of supplemental discipline, we then look at the history of the players involved and if there's an injury or not. This is how we come to make all of our decisions. We did this and made this decision under those circumstances, felt that this was the appropriate response. And so I stand by it.
Parros also addressed the idea that he settled on 5 games to avoid the automatic appeal that was allowed by the Gudas camp.
It's a good question, but no, I don't make decisions based on the threat of appeal or the fear of an appeal. We have to stand by our decisions, just like you asked earlier. Like, I stand by this decision, and if I feel something, is close to that threshold where it can go to a neutral arbitrator or not, that's not going to affect my decision at the end of the day. You know, whether or not there's an appeal, I can't really worry about that. I have to make what I think is the right decision, the decision that I can defend, and the decision I can sleep with at night.
But the bottom line is that George Parros says the Department of Player Safety has total confidence in the decision-making process they currently have.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, we we uphold the rule book and how it's enforced. Those rules are written and how they're enforced on the ice. And the biggest part of that is ensuring that these rules create a safe environment for these players to play the game. So absolutely, it's our main focus. That's why this department was started, to have that consistency, to have people who are dedicated to this every night, worried about enforcing the rules, worried about how this game is played, and keeping the integrity of the game.
Switching over to the Sharks game against Edmonton, another injury has ended another star player's season. Leon Draisaitl was body checked relatively cleanly by former Sharks first-round pick Ozzy Weisblatt in an Edmonton 3-1 win against the Nashville Predators on Sunday at Rogers Place. And so, Edmonton is going to be without the services of one of their best players, and they will rely a lot more on the aforementioned Connor McDavid for the rest of the regular campaign. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, a former first overall pick, will have more opportunity to showcase his abilities. But the question is, will he play center or wing? For the time being, Coach Knobloch says he stays on the wing, but he might see some time at center too because of the faceoff situation.
Nuge is definitely an opportunity, or a guy that can do that. We feel Szymanski can play some center. He's been doing a great job of that. His role will get a little bit bigger right now. And we have a lot of options, but right now we'll keep our centermen as McDavid, Dickinson, Szymanski, and Henry.
The Teal Report will continue in just a moment after this timeout on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Bay Area sports legends take center stage May 14th in San Francisco at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony for the class of 2026. Two-time World Series champion with the Giants, Brandon Crawford, joins four-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers, Jesse Sapolu, plus a trio of Cal Bears, Missy Franklin, Eddie Hart, and celebrated rugby coach Jack Clark, as they're all honored at the Hyatt Regency Embarcadero on Thursday, May 14th. Get tickets now at bashof.org.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
Alex Nedeljkovic will start for the Sharks in goal, while Connor Ingram begins in net for the Edmonton Oilers. Certainly getting pucks at each goaltender is going to be important for both teams, but dealing with a superstar on each side of the rink is also going to be critical. Edmonton area native Zach Ostapchuk talked about the awareness you have to have when Connor McDavid is on the ice.
You got to be aware. That's the first thing. You're kind of, your light bulb in your mind turns on a little bit. You got to kind of play him a little differently, I guess. You know, you got to make sure you're skating. You got to make sure you're always above him. So I think it's just more of a heightened sense of awareness that happens when he jumps the boards.
For the Sharks head coach Ryan Warsawski, getting numbers around the puck is going to be critical.
Yeah, we need numbers, especially tonight, this team. You can't give these guys extra time in the offensive zone. That's what they feed off of, feed off that in the rush. So smart F3, making sure we're getting above them. Those things that we did, you know, against Boston and Montreal, almost the identical keys for tonight.
It's the Sharks and the Edmonton Oilers, and it's going to be an exciting matchup. You don't want to miss it, do you? Of course you don't. Tune in to the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online at sjsharks.com/listen, and of course, on one of our terrestrial radio affiliates. You can find the Sharks at 5:30 Pacific time. James Shepard is with me on the broadcast, providing incisive color commentary. Hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoyed today's Teal Report.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.